Shalom, saints. This is Brother James Veremu from Zimbabwe. May God bless you all. He who has given us this day, like David said, this is the day that the Lord has given us. Let us rejoice in it. This morning here in Zimbabwe. And I want to thank God that he has granted us this opportunity to fellowship again around the Word of God. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come before the throne of mercy. I want to thank you, Father, for this day you've given us. I want to thank you, Father God, for your word. I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for our sins, redeeming us from the power of sin, that we may worship the Almighty God, he who called us by his grace into this marvelous light. I want to commit myself, Father, and even your children, as we look into your word and fellowship around your word this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We just want to open our Bibles to the first book of John, in chapter 3. We'll read verses 1 to 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. May the Lord God bless this reading of the word. Now, maybe the Lord willing, we just want to go through this week of our daily devotion as it falls my lot to share with you during this week. We just want to look at ourselves in the light of the Word of God. We want to speak on, we are the children of God. There's something that God desired us to be, and God, as much as he has bestowed us upon us many things, blessings, opportunities, and the like, but there's one thing that has touched my heart, that is what John says about us, that behold, we are the sons of God. Now, we are what we are because of the love of God. Now, God, he bestowed upon us this sonship. We know God is gracious. God is mercy. God serves. But there's one thing that he is. The Bible tells us that God is love. So, what was bestowed upon us, this sonship, was because of the love of God. Now, the love of God, which was bestowed upon us, is not, as we may look at it, as a product of God. But the scripture tells us that God is love, which means God, it doesn't mean that God has love. It doesn't just mean that God can extend that love But God is the very love. So when he called us, or when he made us to be his children, it was not some extension of himself, but it was his very self. That's the fullness of who he is. That's why John says, what manner of love, which shows here that love can be extended in many different ways. But this love that God has brought us to himself to be children is not, would say, a product of himself. Now, when we look at what God can do, the Bible tells us that God, he gives sunlight, he gives the rain, he gives the oxygen, to everything that needs it on earth, animal, plant, and man. All these things are given to the people, to the animals, and to the plant life. God can do things but when he wanted to give us sonship, he did not do it just as he does in these other spheres. The Bible says he gives his light, he gives all these things to those who are good and those who are bad. He gives all these things, to sustain a temporal measure. The scripture tells us that the grass is today, but tomorrow it falls away. We have all this life that is on earth, in animals, in plants, but these things, they all come to an end. But it is a work of God. It is God who created them all. So they have a lifespan, or they have a season wherein they live, or they are manifested. But when it comes to us being the children of God, we are not something that is temporal. We are not something that comes and goes. Because what was bestowed upon us is the love of God, which is God himself. As much as God sees is not, as much as God does not come to naught, so he has imparted on us that very essence, that very thing that he is. So when he made us his children, it was an expression of himself. Paul says in the book of Romans, God manifested his love. He extended, he showed, he gave himself. He says, when we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. That was the being brought into being of the reality of God. When he wanted us to be his children, it is not just a matter of, you know, teaching or instructing us that we should come out of darkness and follow some rules and commandments. It is not a religion It is not just something that brings us from another sphere into another sphere. But we were brought to God on the basis of His love that is Himself. So when God is dealing with us, yes, because we are here creatures of time, He deals with us in time, but not for time. We are eternal beings. That's what Paul says in the book of Timothy, that we have been brought to an eternal salvation. Jude says, we should not forget that God, after delivering His people out of Egypt, there are some that He was not pleased in because of their attitude and their being towards God and the Word of God. These were destroyed in the wilderness. So you can see, they were delivered, but there was no continuity. They could not go all the way. The Lord Jesus Christ met a person who was sick and healed him. And He told and warned that person, don't sin no more, lest something more grievous will fall upon you. Which means, though he was healed, there was a possibility that a sickness or another illness or a disease could come again upon him. God can heal somebody today, and 5 years down the line, he's sick again, maybe with some different ailment. Which means, these works being of God, they are temporal. They can fall away. But let's just look at ourselves in the light of this scripture, that we are children of God. And when God uses, or the scripture uses that terminology, that we are sons, it just brings into us this acknowledgement that we are not temporal. The Lord Jesus Christ in the book of John says, the Son abides in the house forever, but the servant does not. So right from there, we can see the continuity. Sons are not temporal. Sons are not those who pass away or fall off. They abide in the house. No matter what happens, they abide. That's why even John here says, the world does not know us, for it not even know the Lord Jesus Christ. And then it confirms that, beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. So it doesn't matter. You know, the way we are now, the way the world sees us, but there is something that is unbroken. There is this continuity that has been laid in us that we should continue, and we shall be manifest as we ought to be, because there is something that has been laid in our life that is the very essence of God, Him being love. We have been drawn to Him. We have been created. We have been born. We have been begotten to be the children of God. by his very love, which is himself. That's why when we look even at Abraham, God wanted something that has a continuity. He told Abraham, come out of your land, your people, and I'll take you to your land and I'll bless you. And there's going to be a continuity of that blessing because I'm going to give you a son. So out of Abraham came this son. You see, he was not just adopted. And the Bible says, through that son, God will bring salvation, will bring life to all those who will come after him. For in him shall all the nations be blessed. So we see here, and Paul tells us that the seed of Abraham is Christ. And we all know that before the foundation of the world, in Christ, we were blessed with all spiritual blessings that we should be the sons of God. So that's why God had to send his son. And we all know who Jesus Christ is. He's not something that is outside God. He is the very manifestation of God. For the Bible says, no man has seen God, but he, the only begotten, who is in the bosom of the Father, has declared him to us. So Jesus Christ is the declaration of the very essence and the power and the love and everything that God is. And it is through him that we have been brought into being. As I was saying, when you look back to Abraham, it was through Abraham. Not that Abraham was called of God. After being called of God, he was given the light of the word of God. And then Abraham will go now and teach nations and teach the people to be worshipers of God or to be the children of God. It was not by that, as the prophet said, it is not by natural endowment. It is not by just maybe claiming or just by reading the scripture. God wanted Abraham to bear. It had to be a seed from him. It had to be something that comes out of him, so that through that seed, many seeds will be manifest. So we can see now there the continuity of the faith, the obedience, and the revelation of Abraham as it continues in his children. So we are children of God because we are what we are by the power of the love of God. And that love, we've seen that it is God himself. So there is a continuity, which means we have life, which means we are creatures of eternity, which means we are the very expression of the very life of God. By being children of God, not by natural endowment, not by just being taught, not just by just receiving or embracing a religion, but God has loved us because he is love, and we are the expression of God himself. That's why John can say, behold what manner of love. We've seen that God can do things but they'll come to naught. What I mean is they cannot have a continuity. But it is of God. God created the grasses. Is God who created the flower? But Peter says, we are born again, not of incorruptible seed. Not born again by corruptible seed, but by the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. And that word of God abideth forever. There is eternity. There is life. Because that word of God is God himself. And God is that love. And John sums it up and says, what manner of love has been bestowed upon us that we be the children of God. So our relationship with God, our coming to God, our life in God is not anything that is outside God himself. Jesus Christ, when he was here, he says, when you see me, you see the Father. And Philip says, show us the Father. And then he says, you've not known the Father. I've been all this time with you. He who has seen me has seen the Father. He was the very expression of the essence, the life, the love, the light of God himself. And God, by that, through Christ, he has begotten us to be children of God. He cannot deny us, and we cannot deny him, because we are a product of who he is, and he is a father, not by natural endowment, but by the very essence of him being God. And behold, what manner of love God has bestowed upon us. May God bless you as we continue to look into this aspect of the love of God that he has bestowed upon us, that we should be the children of God. May God bless you. Amen.